بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شارف عبدالله والشيخ خارب بالله رومي وقت هذا الشحكيم والاقتصاد رحمة الله الواسعة رحمة الله تعالى عليه. التايتل is أنفاس الزندگي كي جو ان پر فدا ہوئے. انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے جس نے اٹھایا شیخ کے ناز طریق کو جس نے اٹھایا شیخ کے ناز طریق کو راہ فنا سے رہبر راہ خدا ہوئے شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے دیکھا اسی کو فائز منزل سلوک میں دیکھا اسی کو فائز منزل سلوک میں جو منزل مجاز سے بالکل جدا ہوئے جو منزل مجاز سے بالکل جدا ہوئے دیکھا اسی کو فائز منزل سلوک میں جو منزل مجاز سے بالکل جدا ہوئے شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے پالا پڑا ہے جن کو تلا تم کی موج سے پالا پڑا ہے جن کو پالا پڑا ہے جن کو تلا تم کی موج سے گمراہ کشتیوں کے وہی نا خدا ہوئے گمراہ کشتیوں کے وہی نا خدا ہوئے شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے تقریر میں اگر نہیں شامل ہے درد دل تقریر میں اگر نہیں شامل ہے درد دل صدہ صدا کے ساتھ بھی وہ بے صدا ہوئے صدہ صدا کے ساتھ بھی وہ بے صدا ہوئے شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے راہ وفا میں آہ جو فانی نہ ہو سکے راہ فنا میں راہ وفا میں آہ جو فانی نہ ہو سکے کہلا کے با خدا بھی وہ نا با خدا ہوئے کہلا کے با خدا بھی وہ نا با خدا ہوئے شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے اہل جنوں کی صحبت اہل جنوں کی صحبت اختر جنہیں ملی اہل جنوں کی صحبت اختر جنہیں ملی اہل خیرت کو دیکھا کہ ان پر فدا ہوئے اہل خیرت کو دیکھا کہ ان پر فدا ہوئے
اہل جنوں کی صحبت اختر جنہیں ملی، اہل خرد کو دیکھا کہ ان پر فدا ہوئے، جس نے اٹھایا شیخ کے ناز طریق کو، جس نے اٹھایا شیخ کے ناز طریق کو، راہ فنا سے رہبر راہ خدا ہوئے، راہ فنا سے رہبر راہ خدا ہوئے، انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے، شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے۔
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، Mawlana Abdurrahman's words were ringing in my ears when he said that we cannot make enough shukr to Allah Ta'ala for even giving us a sheikh like Hazrat. Truly we cannot. And in my heart these few words were inspired and I put them to pen and send it to Hazrat. So it was titled Until I Met My Murshid. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Until I met my Murshid, I thought Khanka and Tasawwuf were just some hocus pocus. Only when I met my Murshid, I realized Khanka and Tasawwuf are absolutely necessary for my life to get complete focus. Until I met my Murshid, I thought my wife just liked to pick fights. Only when I met my Murshid, I realized it's because I fulfilled not one of her rights. Until I met my Murshid, I had not realized not only do I have to bring Salah into my life, only when I met my Murshid, I realized more importantly, I have to bring life into my Salah. Until I met my Murshid, I realized that I should not just practice a Sunnah and let it be. Only when I met my Murshid, I realized, have the consciousness, this is the way of my Nabi. Until I met my Murshid, I did not realize, not only am I destroying my health by eating takeaway, only when I met my Murshid, I realized more importantly, my amal and iman will also begin to wither away. Until I met my Murshid, I never knew about the love of Allah Ta'ala. Only when I met my Murshid, I began to make dua to become one of your beloved, O Allah Ta'ala. Until I met my Murshid, I did not realize who my Murshid is. Only when I met my Murshid, I realized on the face of the earth, currently, no better human being there is. Until I met my Murshid, I did not realize I was a poet, and I didn't even know it.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله مولانا العظيم. This very beautiful poem of our Shaykh, Rahimahumullah, Anfasi Zindagi Ke Jo Un Par Fida Huye. Those breaths of mine, those moments, seconds of mine, which I sacrificed on Allah. That is, that time of mine, which came in use in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, really that is only life. Many Buzurgani Deen, when you ask them also, how old are you? They say the number of years they spent in Allah's obedience, that is what their age is. In Rangoon there was one of the last Khalifas of Hazrat Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali. When we met him, people normally say that he was senile, very old age, over 90. Perhaps he was in a different world which we don't understand and we are senile. So I asked him, Hazrat, aapki umar kitni hogi, how old you must be? He was about 90. He said, aise kuch 36 saal ki hogi. That about 30 years. But in fact, it might be that the 30 years of his life that was spent exclusively in the remembrance of Allah, that is what is worthwhile. Our time that we spend in the disobedience of Allah, or that we just wasted, that is not in our credit. In our credit is that which we have made valuable. انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے، شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے، that moments which we spend for in Allah's remembrance, properly, sincerely, the sun and moon also become mendicants, humble themselves in front of them. So valuable is that time that a person had spent in the remembrance of Allah. And even if one moment was spent like that, it's enough for that person's salvation, and he will get eternal jannat for that. And how fortunate are those people whose hours and days and weeks and months and years are sincerely spent in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, whether it is in salat, tilawat, zikr, whatever it might be. Jisne uthaya shaykh ke naaz-e tariq ko, that person who tolerated his shaykh, that whatever how his shaykh was, he tolerated the habits of the shaykh, the ways of the shaykh. There are some people who want to become the shaykh's shaykh, and they want to guide the shaykh. So however the shaykh is, for example, the shaykh's one button is on top and the other bottom, which looks very awkward. Or for example, his topi is all put upside down, who tolerate. My shaykh is like this and I accepting like. But those who want to make him presentable to people, everything. So those who tolerate the shaykh today shouts you for this, for the same thing tomorrow, he praises you. Next day he shouts you for the same thing again. And Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali was taking his morning walk, and Hazrat should read his 3 suparas of Quran Sharif in his morning walk. So his khadim who was with him, as they were walking in the jungle, there was a log lying across the road, the path. So the khadim told him, Hazrat, there's a log in front. So he told him, you think I'm blind? I can't see. Why do you have to tell me? So they walked further. There was a log, and he didn't tell him. He says, you don't tell me there's a log? So all this, a person who tolerates this, the same way that wife who tolerates her husband and makes her husband happy, and in such a way, when she dies, the husband is happy with her, all the 8 doors of Jannat are open for her. So the wife is to give you comfort, the husband is to give comfort to the wife, but your shaykh, if you tolerate him, what won't Allah Ta'ala give you? That the 8 doors of Jannat will open there, Allah will open his kindness, his mehrbani to you now already. Rahi fana se rehbar rahi khuda huye. And in this way a person who annihilates himself, who thinks that I'm nothing, whatever my shaykh say, it's right. It's now night. He say it's now fajr time, you accept it. And you annihilate, you completely annihilate yourself in front of your shaykh, that person becomes a guide in the path of Allah. And that person who keeps his ana, that I'm somebody, Allah doesn't use that person. We have seen those students also who humble themselves in front of their ustads. They were not so clever, not so hard working also, not so punctual also, but they had great respect for their ustads. Allah took lot of work from them. And those who are very regular and they were very clever also, they understood very well and they came first also, but they didn't have respect of their ustad. No, Allah didn't take work from them. And in fact, some of them who had shown disrespect to the ustad, not only did they not engage in dini work, they went in dunya, some of them fell into fitna, making new ideas in deen, etc. All the new fitnas, they got caught in that. So respect and honor of one's parents will give one's goodness in this dunya. Of one's ustad, then in his ilm, knowledge, there will be barakat. In your shaykh, you have that respect. Deen, in your deen, Allah will give lot of barakat, etc. Dekha usi ko faiz, faiz e manzil e suluk mein. Hazrat said, I've seen in my life, only those people Allah gave them position in suluk, made them great shaykhs, people came to them, started benefiting. Who Allah made like that? Jo manzil e majaz se bilkul juda huye. Who separated themselves from all temporary outward things. Majaz, like having love for other women, affairs with other women, dunya's things, this is also all majaz. Majaz is figurative, not real. The figurative things. So this dunya is also figurative. One's respect and honor, a person wants that, that's also temporary, figurative, it's not reality. all these things, a person who separated himself from all those things. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, I see when a person is involved in outward things, like forget woman, they are by nature. But even men, too particular about their dressing, about their hair, that all their things, everything, and they want to be like smart and up to date. I realize this person is empty inside. He's got nothing inside. Similarly, a person who in his namaz, his eyes are not in control, looking around, his toes, he's playing piano with them all the time, up and down all the time, all things like that. About his clothes, he's scratching here, he's pulling this right, all that. Realize that person is totally empty inside. And a person who is filled inside, you'll see him simple, you'll see him concentrating, devoted, very easily, all these things. So all these things, this outward embellishment, this being smart and up to date and being very, all that, that is a sign that a person is empty inside. And empty drums, empty vessels make the biggest noise. So that person makes a big noise also. But a person who is filled inside, you will see him that he doesn't make a big noise also or anything. He's got something inside. Pala para hai jinko talatum ki moj se. Those people who faced in their life all difficulties, hardship, temptations, lot of temptations came to them in their life. Like that ship that came into storms. And the captain of the ship, he took it out of the storms. How much experience he has gained in that. In that one time, a pilot were to land a plane or something, and something happened, the wheels didn't come out. But he managed to, and he did it safely. So how much doesn't he go by leaps and bounds in front? His experience. So similarly, that Shaykh, who had faced all adversaries, temptations, wahi gumra kashtiyo ke wahi na khuda huye. Him Allah Ta'ala chooses to guide other people. Because now he's so experienced, he can easily guide other people. He faced difficulties in life, adversaries, temptations. Therefore, to go through mujahada, whether a person, for example, he became alim, and you in Khanqa also, you spend 1 year in Jamaat, what were things you go through? Which places you go to? You are Mr. Nobody wherever you go. If you just go, like in Khanqa, then everywhere you are given VIP treatment. So a person who goes through these hardships and difficulties, Allah chooses such a person, then Allah gives him high position also. Taqreer mein agar nahi shamil hai dard dil. In the bayan, if there isn't the pain of the heart, the love of Allah, the true concern for people, what will happen to them in the qabr, in akhirat, and in that, with that in your heart you are speaking, with that concern. And one is you are speaking to impress the people, that I can also speak like this, and I will entertain them with this, with that, with etc., all those things. There is a world of difference between the two. Sadha sada ke saad bhi, wo be sada huye. With thousands of screams also, he is a man without a scream. Because you haven't touched the heart of the people. The people also are happy what you told. Wah wah, nara-e takbir, Allahu Akbar. Bayan is going, hot it is, everything. But it doesn't affect anyone. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says about himself, when he had just qualified and he made bayan, he was first in Kanpur, he was the principal of the madrasa there. I should make bayan, I should also shake in my bayan. So to say, the mimbar, the masjid should shake, but no effect on the hearts of the people. But when I became bayat with my sheikh and murshid, Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, then my bayan should be very like simple, straightforward. But like lightning should hit on the hearts of the people. So that is, if it comes from the heart, it goes to the heart. And if it is just to impress people with whatever it is, whether it is with jokes, whether it is stories, whether it is how we present the ayats, how we read, and we screaming and shouting, all that, if that is the case, just to impress people, then it has got no effect. People will be happy. People like entertainment. But the people who are genuine, who are always very few, they'll make out. Maulana Harun Abbas Umar, Damat Barakato, my dear friend of Isipingo Beach, he's very concerned, he says, of the trend our new young ulama have taken. He says, when they start making bayan, I just feel like getting up and walking out. It doesn't affect you at all. All that, how they try and present, etc. And if a person presents in a straightforward way, then people enjoy it. The people, especially those ahle dil, and this is what we should see, not what the public is saying, but the ahle dil, how they are receiving us, how they are receiving our efforts, our bayans, etc. If they are happy, make shukr to Allah. Otherwise, the general public, they are happy and they putting you up, that doesn't really count. The public is the public, but the people who are ahle dil. Raah fana mein aah, jo fani na ho sake. A person who came in this path of loyalty, but he couldn't annihilate himself in this path. He still wants his name, he wants his fame, he wants position, etc. Kehla ke ba khuda bhi na wo ba khuda huye. The people will call him big sheikh, etc. Arif billah, everything, but he is still nothing. It is what you are yourself inside you, not what the people are saying, etc. So what the main thing is, to annihilate yourself, to humble yourself. A person who stays, who has got pride, and his pride is increasing, and he wants praises, etc. And you can see from his walking style, his standing style. When he stands also, he stands with a style. When he sits also, one leg on top of the other leg, like a big, proud, haughty person. So all that, all this shows that he hasn't got anything in himself. Even in his namaz, that his head also is not straight, but a slant his head also. And a style in his namaz also. So in front of Allah, a person who couldn't humble himself, then how will he, where is he going to humble himself? Ahle junoo ki sohbat akhtar jine mile, the people who got the sohbat and the company of the lovers of Allah. Those people who are madly in love of Allah Ta'ala, those are lucky people who got their company. Ahle khirat ko dekha ke un par fida huye. I saw people of brains, philosophers, that they also humble themselves in front of such people. This we saw by Maulana Ahmad Muhammad Partabgari, Muhammad Ahmad Partabgari, Rahmatullah Ali. Our Shaykh says, big muhaddithin, big ulama should come there and humble and take duas. By Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali in Madinatul Munawwara. I saw with my own eyes, every day after Fajr, Maulana Ali Mia, what a great alim, Maulana Abul Hassan al-Nadawi, Rahmatullah Ali, he should come and sit there and humble himself just to get duas, etc. So the people who are great, knowledgeable people, Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi, Rahmatullah Ali, what a great alim, but how he humbled himself in front of Maulana Thanwi, Rahmatullah Ali. Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangoi, Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Thanwi, Maulana Qasim Nanotwi, Rahmatullah, how they humble themselves in front of Haji Sahib, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki, Mufti Rafi Usmani, who is still living, Mufti Taqi Usmani, who is still living, in front of Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi, how they humbled and became bayat to him also. So this is, when a person is like that, Allah makes the people of the world, no matter what they've got, they humble themselves in front of those people. A person who has got Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with this true essence of deen and let it not just be an outward show, inshallah. In this kitab of Tarbiyat, and the questions people had asked our Hadrat and the answers Hadrat had given. And the main reason of reading this is that many of us have similar conditions and we can get the answers, so to say, from the horse's mouth, directly from Allah, from Hadrat, and this will be a very great help to correct our lives. Before that, in the introduction, these poems are written here. Nahi paata shifa daktur khud apni dawao se. Even if a person is a doctor, he doesn't get shifa from his own medicine. kare hai jistaju, doctor bhi, doctor thani ki. A doctor also, when he needs something for his health, he goes to another doctor. So in other words, no matter how great allama you are, how great even sheikh you are, when you realize your sickness, you can't treat yourself. You'll have to go to another doctor. How many of us we feel that we could treat ourselves, control my eyes, I won't go to a doctor. I won't become bad, I won't go by any sheikh, I can do it myself, I know. Zikr I can do on my own, but those people didn't move forward at all. They fell back all the time. On your own, you cannot do it. How many want to become hafiz on their own? Simple, Quran is there in front of you. I learn every day my one page, two pages of sabak, and I'll become a hafiz, but it doesn't work like that. Until you don't go by somebody. Today on the internet, you can become a alim on your own, but it doesn't work like that. You'll have to go to somebody. Badun sohbat e murshid, tujhe kaise shifa hogi? Without the company of a murshid, a guide, how will you get rectification? How will your spiritual diseases be cured? Nahi jab shaykh awwal, jastaju kar shaykh thani ki. And when your first shaykh is not there, don't stay without a shaykh. Immediately find another shaykh. Which our shaykh rahmatullah ali used to say, that if a husband passes away, the iddat for the woman is 4 months and 10 days. If your shaykh passes away, your iddat is 3 days. Within 3 days, find another shaykh. Don't stay without a shaykh. Otherwise, shaitan will mislead you terribly, that you'll think now, well, I got khilafat also. I got so many murids. I don't know anyone. No matter where you have reached, like a ball, you throw it up, it's going higher all the time. When it reaches its highest point, it never stays there. So the minute you think that now I'm all right and I'm here, high up, I'll stay here, you drop faster than what you went up. You need somebody over you. And if you don't see anyone, then your contemporaries, make mashura with them. Ask them, but don't be just on your own. Otherwise, shaitan will mislead you terribly.
Hamari phool aur phal jo dekhte ho dekhne walo.
This fruit of ours and the flowers of ours, in other words, the qualities, and here also Hazrat has chosen his words so beautifully, that those who can see. Otherwise, we are in front of all, Hazrat says, but everyone can't see us. Many people are blind. They don't see the person. Like, for example, you went somewhere like a wedding, and there was a top doctor who was there. You saw him, you spoke to him also, but you didn't know. He's a top doctor in diabetes. He's a top doctor in heart problem, whatever. Afterwards, somebody told you, oh, I had a problem. And I spoke 1 hour with him, but I didn't know that he's this man. So just like that, many people see mashayikh, but they don't see them. They see them as lecturers. They see them as pious people. They see them as famous people. But what the medicine they had to take, what treatment that they didn't take. How many come here regularly also, but they don't take treatment. Just come, sit, listen, go away. But those who take the treatment, they are the ones who have recognized what the purpose of a shaykh is. Like if a qari comes, how do you entertain him? You have to let him read qiraat. That is what he wants. A lecturer comes, let him make bayan. That is what he wants. Somebody who reads Quran beautiful, let him make imamat or something. So like that, if a sheikh understand for what is the purpose of the sheikh. Many times shaitan is working. He makes us think of other side issues. And we forget the main issue what we had to take benefit from. Shaykhul... Hamari Shaykh ne akhtar ke dil mein baghbani ki. Hazrat says, all this what you see is my Shaykh Maulana Phulpuri rahmatullah ali. And Hazrat used the words phul and phal, that my Shaykh, he was my gardener, he worked on my heart. And because of that, these flowers and this fruit have grown in my heart. So if a person submits, which comes in front also, yeh Mir Sahib, who is the compiler of this, Hazrat Mir Sahib, has written these words. Arze Murattib, the person, the compiler's few words. Ittila'i halat wa ittiba'i tajweezat, rai suluk mein mustarshidin wa talibin ka shewa raha hai. To inform of one's conditions and to follow what has been said after that. First, inform your condition. And then what you are told, follow that. In the path of suluk, the talibin, the murideen, this was always their quality. That they always informed what their condition is and what they were told after that. They followed on that. That is what is really suluk. How many of us, we don't inform anything. We just sit still. So how can a person progress in that way? A person, you never write your exam. How will the ustad, the teacher know that he must pass you or fail you? When you write your exam, then he will know. And as I explained, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullah alayh, somebody had asked him that, Hazrat, after you, which of your khalifa we should follow? Hazrat said, those khalifa who didn't keep contact with me, who didn't write their conditions, I don't advise you to follow them. Because I don't know what their condition is. Those who informed, and I'm content with them, yes, follow those people. So that is very important, that a person informs of his condition, and then whatever is said on that, he follows that that advises. Ke islah ke baab mein, ye shaykh ka ek aham haq, salikin ki islah ka zariya aur awliya ummat ka tariq hai. That in this path of reformation, islah ke baab mein, ye shaykh ka ek aham haq, it is a great right of the shaykh, that the murid informs him and tells him what is his condition. Salikin ki islah, and it is the means of the reformation of the murids, or awliya ummat ka tariq hai, and it has always been the way of the awliya of the ummat, that the muridin inform them what our condition is, and not only the good condition, more than the good condition, the wrong that we are. Many of us, we don't inform any wrong. So only the good, so we are like farishtas, so no prescription has to be given further. That correct yourself in this, correct yourself in this. And a person who hasn't got any wrong to speak about, he is the biggest wrong. Because who can be perfect? Who can reach there? And a person who doesn't speak any of his faults, only the good things, then that person is still very far. Mustanat raste wahi maane gaye. Only those roads have been regarded as reliable which you can follow. Jinse hokar tere diwane gaye. By which, in which paths your mad lovers have gone through, those are the paths which are reliable. In other words, the people who were madly in love of Allah. And what was that? What was explained in the first paragraph. They informed of their condition. What they were told, they followed according to that also. And also in that, they're not only the good condition, moreover our weaknesses. That a person informs about. And if a person can't see his own weaknesses, then that person's condition is very weak. Extremely weak. Khaja sahab rahmatullah alayhi farmate, Khaja Azizul Hasan sahab Majzub rahmatullah alayhi used to say, char sharte lazmi hai istifada ke liye. There are four conditions which are compulsory in order to benefit. What are the four conditions which we should follow if we want to benefit? Ittila, inform what your condition is. Ittiba, and then follow what you have been told accordingly. I'tiqad, have conviction in your shaykh that what he is telling you, I have to follow this. Inqiyad, humble yourself in front of your shaykh. These are the four conditions. A little bit explanation on this. Kisi ne muhibbi wa mahbubi murshidi wa maulai arif billah hazrat aqdas Maulana Shah Muhammad Akhtar sahab rahimahumullah se pucha. Somebody asked our shaykh rahmatullah alayhi this question, ke ittiba wa inqiyad mein kya farak hai? What is the difference between ittiba, to follow what your shaykh has told you? Inqiyad is, you can say, a samali. The simile, very similar the meaning is also. You must say, submit and follow what your shaykh said. So what is the difference between the two? To Hazrat Wala ne irshad farmaya, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali said, ki ittiba naam hai zahir ki itaat wa farma bardari ka. Ke ittiba is outwardly, what the shaykh told you, do this, do that, don't make so much zikr, don't do this, whatever he told you outwardly, then ke shaykh ke har hukam ko baja laye. He follows what the shaykh told him. Even if the shaykh told you, you're reading so much, read less now. follow that also. Because he knows why he's telling you to read less. For whatever reason. Now you think, my sheikh is making my zikr less. My sheikh is making my tilawat less. No, how can I follow him? So you don't listen to him. In good intentions, you don't listen to him. No, whatever he tells you. And like we mentioned quite a few times, that person whose son was studying in Aligarh Muslim University, and he was becoming an atheist there. The father came to Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali and told him, Hazrat, my son is becoming an atheist in Aligarh Muslim University. What must I do? So he said that, put him in Banaras Hindu University. Outwardly from the frying pan into the fire. But this was ittiba. Sheikh told it doesn't make sense to me. He put him there. And then he saw he changed and he became the best person. When he came and asked Hazrat, the Hazrat gave him two reasons. One was that the barakat in this path, when you listen to your sheikh, though it doesn't make sense to you, Allah puts the right effect in there. The second is, which Hazrat has explained here, islah ke baab mein, uske har mashura ka khud ko paaband kar de. As far as reformation, listen fully in everything what your sheikh tells you. Or inqiyad. The second is inqiyad. What is inqiyad? Naam hai batin ki taslim wa tafweez wa tasdeeq ka. That from inside you have surrendered to your sheikh. And you testify whatever he says. Not only outwardly you accept it, but from your heart you have got that conviction. What my sheikh is saying, that is right. Qalban bhi uski tashkhis wa tajweez ka paaband rahe. From your heart also, how he has diagnosed you and what he has prescribed for you, 100% you adhere to that. Aur usme apni raay ko mutlak dakhal na de. And you don't give your own raay, your own idea, one bit in that. No, I think it can't be like this. I think the sheikh didn't understand me. I think he doesn't understand our situation. Like we here in South Africa, we are different here. He didn't understand our situation. Don't have that at all. Accept it wholeheartedly. And the second thing, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali told that person that logically it works like this. That when you are comfortable, like for example, Muslims living one place, the namaz, everything, you go for namaz, you don't go for, I'm a Muslim, it's quite in order. You dress like a Muslim, you don't dress like, I'm a Muslim, everyone accepts me. All know that I'm Farooq, I'm Yusuf, I'm Ismail, everything goes. But when you go in a complete adverse environment, now you fight for your identity. Now you show your identity. Now you become regular with namaz. You become regular with your dressing, your correct, your dressing, etc. So that is the other reason. That's a logical. But the other thing is that you just listen to what your sheikh say, that Allah makes things work out in that way. Yeah, in this kitab of Kashkol-e-Ma'rifat of our sheikh, Rahmatullah Ali, we were reading about Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Now we were reading about, that was in the other kitab, about anger and the treatment of anger and controlling oneself. Now the next point Hazrat has mentioned here, kamale aqli nabuwat ki ek tabinda misal. How perfect the mind and intelligence of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, an example of that which will be till the day of Qiyamah. And really this was the guidance of Allah Ta'ala. How Allah make every Nabi ma'asum and Sayyidul Anbiya. How Allah guided him on everything. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu riwayat karte ke ek martaba hum log bargah-e risalat sallallahu alaihi wasallam mein hazir the. He says one time Hazrat Anas radiyallahu anhu says we were sitting with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the masjid was carrying on. Ke ek arabi baddu
آیا اور کھڑے ہو کر مسجد میں پیشاب کرنے لگا. One villager came and standing in the masjid, he started urinating. Not our masjid, Masjid Nabawi, where Jibreel alayhi salam frequented all the time. Anwarat of Allah descending all the time. He's standing and urinating. پس تمام اصحاب رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے اس کو ڈان کر اس کا پیشاب منقطع کرنا چاہے. Naturally, human feeling. The Sahaba wanted to jump up and stop him. And that, how can you urinate here? Hit him also, chase him out also. They wanted to do that. But look at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has farmaya, ke la tazramu. Uska pishab mat munqati karo. Don't let him stop urinating. Just imagine. Usko, uske hal par chhod do, leave him. Let him urinate. Let him finish his urination. Taake azadi se pishab kare. So that he can urinate freely. Don't stop him at all. سب نے اس کو چھوڑ دیا. All left him there to listen to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. یہاں تک کہ وہ پیشاب سے فارغ ہو گیا. What comfort, he finished and he urinated and he finished his work. پھر آپ نے اس کو بلا کر سمجھایا. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him and now explained to him nicely کہ مساجد میں پیشاب کرنا اور گندگی پھیلانا نام مناسب فعل ہے. To urinate in the masjid, to dirty the masjid, it's not right. This is meant for Allah's ibadat. It's a clean and pure place. It's not meant, it's not a toilet. Nicely, how you'll explain a little child. But that also we don't do. We shout the children. They don't get the message what we are telling. We just were happy that I shouted or even gave him a hiding. But what message we had to convey, that we didn't. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for a person like that, explained to him nicely. مساجد ذکر اللہ اور نماز اور قرآت قرآن کے لئے ہوتی ہے. And explain to masjid is for نماز, for tilawat of Quran Sharif, for ذکر of Allah Ta'ala, etc. اور آپ نے ایک شخص کو حکم دیا. And then نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم commanded one person کہ وہ ایک ڈول پانی لائے. پھر آپ نے اس کے پیشاب پر اس کو بہا دیا. Bring one bucket of water, make that place park, which he had made, na park, make it park. This is in Mishkat. From Bukhari and Muslim. Hazrat writes on this. Is hadith se huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ka kamal e aqal waadhi hota hai. How perfect Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's brains were. What perfect intelligence Allah had given him. Ke agar usko is halat mein jazbati taur par shor karke bhaga diya jata. If at that time your emotions became high in the masjid, he's urinating, run, chase him away, shout, scream, all run after the poor person. He'll run this way, that way. تو پوری مسجد میں پیشاب پھیل جاتا. Urine should have gone in the whole masjid everywhere. اور صفائی اور نظافت میں اور اس کی صفائی اور نظافت میں مشکل ہوتے. Now to clean the whole masjid, he urinate at one place. Now to clean that one place is not difficult. But you should chase him and he should run all around and the whole place should have become ناپاک. لیکن عموماً ایسے وقت جذبات عقل پر غالب آ جاتے. But normally at such times, our emotions overcome our intelligence. We don't use our intelligence, we give vent to our emotions. And this is in everything, relationship with the wife, with the children, anything also. Also, like many dini matters, many of our buzurgs, if somebody made a bad comment or something, They made ikram of the person. All the other people went against the buzurg. How can he say such a thing? This person made a statement of kufr, etc. But finally they won the person over. And when your emotions overtake you, you lose everything. Eh? And you lose the person also, you lose everything. But to control yourself at such times and to win the person over, that is what is required.
لیکن ایک انگریز مورخ لکھتا ہے.
One English historian, non-Muslim, writes.
حضرت محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی اس عقل کامل سے ہم محو حیرت ہے.
This perfect intelligence which Muhammad صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, we are astonished. way he got this, that he could control his emotions so much. Aapne kis tarah jazbaat par ghalib rehte hue, how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam controlled. Otherwise, usually your emotions, you can't control them. A person gets mad according to his emotions. Apne husn-e tadbeer se puri masjid ko najasat se bacha liya and saved the whole masjid from becoming napak. Now what we will think, that if some alim today have to say, somebody leave him, don't. What's wrong with this alim? Is he a maulana? In a masjid, he's your name, you must keep quiet, you mustn't say anything. Many of us in all things, whether it is in even firaq-e-batila, that how to handle it, we just want to give vent to our emotions. Start swearing, start passing fatwas. You're saying this, saying that. But how to win the situation? How to get the person that we don't see? Many of us, we have so many times with our elders also, who handle situations very nicely, we start thinking bad about them. But at the end, they win the person and they win everything. Siwai thore se hisse, jo ek dol pani se paak ho gaya. Only one little part became napak and that was cleansed. And that was just the zahiri. But the same person, when he went back to his people, he told them, what a man Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what akhlaq he has got. I did the worst thing. I didn't realize at that time what the thing I did. Now I realize when he explained to me in calm and coolly. And also when you scream and that, you don't know what you're saying, the other person don't know. You think I did my faraz, amar bil ma'roof, nahi anil munkar. I told the person what I told him as it's supposed to be said. But he didn't understand, you didn't explain properly, and that person becomes upset with you also. But when you cool and calm nicely, then the message goes through. So he went, now he realized, I did the most vile thing. In masjid, but we have intent to urinate. And then, but ma darabani, he didn't hit me. Ma zajarani, and he didn't rebuke me. He wasn't abusive with me or anything. But he explained me so nicely. And he gave da'wah to, and his whole village all accepted Islam also. So this is what we have to develop within ourselves. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihimi. What a great Nabi. This is ittiba'i sunnat. We only sunnat what is to eat sweet before or after meals. And how many of us, we say we follow our sheikh. But yeah, we eat sweet before also, and we eat sweet afterward. We see our sheikh is not eating sweet before. But we make sure we eat. We have to follow sunnat. That sunnat we have to follow. That is not the sunnat. There is no sunnat of eating sweet before or afterwards. Afterwards, Hakim write that if a person, a man who has got good health, he'll crave for something sweet at the end of the meal. And a woman who has got good health will crave for something sour at the end of a meal. So that is according to that. And according to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to just dip one's finger, little tip in salt, that little bit, and suck it, is the cure for 70 diseases. Where does the sunnat come? Somebody asked Hazrat Maulana, Hazrat Mufti Lajpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, that is it sunnah to eat before or after? He said the Sahaba didn't get food to eat. For in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's house, two months used to pass, the fire wasn't kindled. There was nothing to cook. He said, where is the question of sunnah before or after? But everything we make proper. This sunnat here, at the beginning we say, we're making the Gujarati sunnat ada. And at the end we say, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnat we are making. There is no sunnat like that. So anyway, this is a sunnat also, to control one's emotions. And how many of us fail? Hopelessly we fail in this. When it comes with the wife, we start screaming, shouting. When it comes with the children, one person told Hazrat Manana Shah, Nasihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, in Makkah Sharif, Hazrat Yu says, when somebody does something wrong, you must be cool and calm. You mustn't say anything. If we do that, our wives will sit on our heads. Our children will rule us and boss us. The workers, we won't get any work done until we don't swear and shout, etc., and scream. Then only we get some work done. So Hazrat said, when did I say you mustn't put the wrong right? But put the wrong right in the right way.
Don't put the wrong right in the wrong way. Put the wrong right in the right way. So then Hazrat explained, when somebody has done something wrong, your wife, the children, your workers, whoever, your students, the first thing is control your emotions. If you become angry, the masala is for an ustad, a parent, to punish his child, his student, while he's angry is haram. When you're not angry, then according to that state of mind, now you can give him punishment. Otherwise, how many people in anger, what haven't they done to their children? The ustad to his students, what haven't they done? When you're in anger with your wife, if you are angry, and you blurt out talaq, what happens? So, you first of all, the first thing, control your emotion. Don't be angry. And what follows on your emotions, your language. Now you're vulgar, you're swearing. And if you got this glass and you break it, now you want to put water in it. Or you want to put zamzam in it, sherbet in it. How can you put when the glass is broken? When you use vulgar, bad language, what your wife, what your child, it can be a small child, they also take it. Their hearts also they are receptive. So when you use this, you broke their heart. Now you want to put the right thing in a broken heart. How can you do that? First, keep the heart intact. And if you have broken it, then you can still mend it also. Now make love to her. Gain confidence of your children. Show them love. Show them confidence. How many people have lost the confidence of the children? And that makes the children rebellious also. We don't realize. Many times we have an argument with somebody. We said such a word, we broke that person's morale. Now he doesn't want to respond to us. We say, now he's not responding. He's not coming in the mashuras. He's not doing this. But we broke the man. We broke his heart completely. And now we say they don't want to respond. So many times we are the cause of the problem. We don't realize it. And we're putting the blame somewhere else. So how can things come right in our life? So the second thing is control your language. The third is make that person, like Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, understand that you did a wrong here. Many times the person doesn't understand. Your wife, she did something in good faith. For your benefit she did. But it was against your nature at that time. Now she doesn't know. Or the children do something. So explain to them what was the right thing. And tarbiyah, upbringing of children, as our elders say, it is to make your blood into water. Eh? And we just want to accomplish just by shouting, etc., giving orders or laws, writing on the free certain rules, regulation, and tarbiyat. Tarbiyat never takes place like that. You have to give yourself completely. Then some tarbiyat takes place. So explain to them the wrong they have done. This is wrong and why it's wrong. And then the fourth thing is show the solution. Many times we just shout and we scream, but we don't give any solution. You show them the solution according to the level of that person. And this, if you do it this way, that person will become lifelong your agent in that correct matter. Because he had understood what was the right thing. I did such a wrong thing. And you told him nicely. And if you only swear and scream, that person will become your enemy. In front of you, he will listen to what you say. Behind you, he will do worse thing. To spite you, he will do. Whether it's the parents to spite the parents, the ustad, any person to spite them, he will do even more wrong. So we have to learn, and this is also sunnah. This tarbiyat is also sunnah, which we don't pay any attention to. And we just think, well, I'm in sunnah, I'm quite in order. But how many of these things we do wrong? So that also is a very important point. Yeah, istirja, to read inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We were discussing that. Istirja ka is ummat ke liye khas in'am hone ka thubut. That this to read inna lillahi is a special favor, exclusive for this ummat. The other ummats didn't have this. But today, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, we don't realize what a great treasure Allah has given us. And it's especially for this ummat. Huzur Ali Salatu Wassalam Irshad Farmate ke meri ummat ko ek cheez aisi di gayi jo kisi ummat ko nahi di gayi, that my ummat has been given something which no ummat was given before.
سابقہ امتوں سے, اور وہ یہ کہ مصیبت کے وقت تم انا للہ و انا الیہ راجعون کہو. اینڈ دیٹ از دیٹ دا پریویس امت ڈیڈ ناٹ ہیو وین دے ہیڈ اے پرابلم, دس واز گیون ٹو دس امت, اینی ڈیفیکلٹی ہارڈ شپ ٹو ریڈ انا للہ و انا الیہ راجعون. اینڈ پریویسلی وی ریڈ دا ایکسپلینیشن آف اٹ, دیٹ واٹ بیوٹیفل واٹ اٹ کمپرائزز آف. اور اگر کسی کو یہ استرجاع دیا جاتا, and if of the ummats of before, if they had been given this words to say inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, to Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam ko diya jata. Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam, when he lost his two children, Yusuf alayhi salam, and how he was overtaken with grief, he should have read inna lillahi. Jis waqt ke unhone apne bete ki judai mein farmaya tha, what did he say? He didn't have inna lillahi. Ya asafa ala Yusuf. That high, afsos Yusuf par. Oh, what a pity on Yusuf. He didn't read in, it was given to this ummah. So what the anbiya of the previous ummah didn't have, Allah gave us. But how much do we read it? With what conviction do we read it? This is a great gift which Allah has given us. Sunnat is istirja ki takmeer. And the perfection of the sunnah is also sunnat to read. Whenever any difficulty, and we read also even if a thorn pricks you. If you put your pen in your, you keep it in your one pocket, and you by mistake put it somewhere in the other pocket, your car keys, and you felt bare, what happened, where's my keys? Just that few minutes, read inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And another thing also, when the thing is sorted out, say alhamdulillah. Usually we are such, when we have a problem, dua everything. Many people, 5 times a day phone, 10 times, when the problem is gone, not one phone call. We learn to make shukr also. That now our problem is sorted out. What Allah, make shukr to Allah. He relieved us. Allama Alusi rahmatullah Ali farmate. Allama Alusi rahmatullah Ali says, or masnoon ye ke inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un ke baad ye kahe. That a person after reading inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, he should read this dua also. Allahumma ajirni fi musibati wa khlufli khayra minha. اے اللہ مجھے اجر عطا فرما میری مصیبت. گیو می دا ریوارڈ, دیئر از ریوارڈ فار اینی ڈیفیکلٹی دیٹ کمز. اللہ ریوارڈز یو فار دیٹ, فار مومن اینی ڈیفیکلٹی کمز اللہ ریوارڈز ہم فار دیٹ. اور اس سے بہتر کوئی نعمت مجھے عطا فرما. اینڈ گیو می سم تھنگ مور بیٹر دین دس. واٹ ایور پرابلم کیم, ریڈ اٹ اینڈ او اللہ گیو می ریوارڈ فار دس تکلیف دیٹ کیم آن می, اینڈ گیو می سم تھنگ بیٹر ان ریٹرن. حضرت ام سلمہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ کہتی ہے کہ میں نے سنا کہ حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرماتے ہیں, کسی بندے کو مصیبت پہنچے اور وہ یہ کہ دعا پڑھ لے, یعنی انا للہ سے خیر منہا تک, تو حق تعالی اس کو اجر عطا فرماتے ہیں. حضرت سلمہ رضی اللہ تعالی, ام سلمہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ says, I heard نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم who reads us from انا للہ right through till the other dua also till the end. Then Allah rewards him for the difficulty of his. Just how kind is not Allah. Difficulty came, you handled it in the right way, sunnat way, and you're getting reward for it. Aur usse behtar ni'mat ata farmate. And Allah gives you a ni'mat more better than that also. Bas jab Abu Salma, unke shohar ki wafat hui, when her husband Abu Salma passed away, to unhone usko parha. She read this dua. Aur what she got in return? اور حق تعالی نے ان سے بہتر عطا فرمایا. اللہ گیو اے ہزبینڈ مور بیٹر, وہ یعنی حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے نکاح ہوا. نکاح گٹ میڈ ٹو حضرت نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سو وین ایور وی ہیو اے ڈیفیکلٹی دین وی شوڈ ریڈ انا للہ و انا الیہ راجعون, اور این آجرنی فی مصیبتی و اخلفنی خیرا منہا. Let oh Allah reward me in this and give me a better ni'mat in its place. May Allah give us tawfiq inshallah.
یار رہے یار اب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں, مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
بیعت بریفلی از سنہ What is faraz is our islah, our reformation. And the minute islah takes place, Allah comes in that heart. And in whose heart Allah comes, that person himself knows what enjoyment he gets. And this is just like we have some physical ailments, diabetes, blood pressure, whatever it is, sores on the body. We took treatment, we got relief, we feel nice now. The same way a person will feel very nice when his spiritual ailments are removed from him. So, and for that, a person becomes bad, and you must take the treatment which is given also. Yeah, general treatment will be given, but then a person who keeps contact, his particular, it will be tailor-made for him. What his particular wazifa, zikr, etc. has to be. But that is, if we keep contact and we inform, as what we read, that we should be always informing our condition. Inshallah. Give your hand, Hassan. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء مع من أحب فلينظر أحدكم من يخالف أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Repeat, O Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, shirk, bid'at, nifaq, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of akhirah, and from the sin of following my whims and desires and being unmindful of the commandments of Allah جل جلاله in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my 5 times namaz with the jamaat in the masjid according to sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan, if zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same, if hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj. O Allah, I enter in the silsila of the Chishtiya and Naqshbandiya and Qadiriya and Suharwardiya. O Allah, by the barakat of all the buzurgs of all 4 silsilas, accept my tawbah and my bayat. O Allah, as long as I live, grant me an Islamic imani life. Just before maut, grant me tawbatan nasuha. Grant my maut on imani kamil, on kalima-i shahadat, with afiyat, izzat, rahat, and salamati. Gather me tomorrow and forever in jannat with all the righteous and pious. Inshallah. Carry on. Your studies are the most important now. That is your wazifa. And join in the morning for the zikr, inshallah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Inshallah, tomorrow night, Hazrat will be having a program in Florida, Masjid al-Ashiqin, after the Isha Salah. 7:15 is Adhan, and 7:30 is the Namaz, is Jamaat. So after the Isha Salah will be the program. Then inshallah, on Yawmul Jumu'ah and Yawmul Sabt, on Friday and Saturday, Hazrat will be in Lens. And Friday Jumu'ah is in the Jami Masjid. At 12:20 is the Bayan will start till 12:45. There is no Adhan. 12:20 to 12:45, and at 12:45 is the Adhan for Jumu'ah Salah. So the brothers humbly requested us from Indonesia, of his Kazuji phoned, and he said that whoever wants to come, inshallah, now tonight after the program, they should please inform me so that they know how much of arrangements to make. So humbly request for all the brothers, whoever are coming with their families, please inform me after the Isha Salah. I must phone him tonight and inform him approximately how many brothers are coming. So, and then inshallah on Yom Sabt, on Saturday, there will be an Islai Jalsa. Throughout the day, Hazrat will be in Lens, Indonesia, Friday and Saturday. But after Asr till Isha Salah, there will be an Islai Jalsa taking place in Masjid Umar Farooq. So, humble request for all the brothers to participate. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم آت نفسي تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك حب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولشيخنا ولمشائخنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أحسن إلينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين.